What's up, y'all? It's your girl Kenelia back for another episode of Black News, a podcast where we break down current events, hot topics, and local stories involving Black people. Now let's get into it. Y'all, boy, Trump getting indicted by a Black woman.
Y'all,
your boy is getting indicted by a Black woman. Now, I know Donald Trump isn't necessarily Black news specific, but we are, in this case, going to focus on the Black woman that is prosecuting that man. So, as you all know, or may not have known, because this is fairly new in regards to the Georgia case revolving around y'all's ex-president, Donald Trump is already being indicted, I believe, three other times. There is one for the documents. You got one about some sex secrets in New York, if I'm not mistaken. You got another one for the voter situation in January 6th. He is now being indicted in the state of Georgia for trying to overturn the 2020 election, in addition to being charged alongside 19 other people. Y'all, they done hit that boy with the RICO. RICO is basically a racketeering. RICO was started to target the mob and the mafia, where they would be able to charge charge multiple people for multiple charges and to take down large-scale organizations. Criminal organizations. In this case, y'all's president, y'all's ex-president, y'all, they done hit that boy with the RICO for trying to overturn the 2020 election. Who is they? They is Fannie T. Willis. Fulton County has a Black woman prosecutor named Fannie T. Willis. Who's Fannie? Some of y'all may already know or have heard about Fannie because she was the person who now was prosecuting Young Thug and them. For what? Drugs, murder, all kind of criminal activity under the RICO. She's trying to get Young Thug and them under the RICO. But she's also now taking down y'all's ex-president. I also read that she was a part of the case against those Georgia teachers who were fixing test scores for the students. And I believe like 11 out of 12 of them got convicted. Now, I hadn't read all the details on that story, but I respect me some teachers. And I don't know what the details, but just on the outside looking in, hey, leave the teachers alone. Did they do wrong? I don't know. I got to do some more digging, but she has been around for quite some time. So a little bit about her. She's a Democrat. Now, while that may be important to some of us, she has stated time and time again that that does not have anything to do with any of these cases, and particularly this case against Donald Trump. She is about that justice. And I will say I'm willing to believe her, because if you're going to crack down on some teachers, they're making $35,000 a year. You're going to crack down on the teachers? You putting Young Thug in jail? You're trying to abide by the law, okay? So I believe her when she said this is not a biased effort. But she is from Inglewood, California. She went to Washington, D.C. to study at Howard University, then graduated from Emory School of Law in 1996. Her dad was also a lawyer and a Black Panther. So, hey, her name is Swahili for prosperous. Hey, man, Donald Trump getting taken down by a woman who name trans is Swahili. Okay, imagine that. She worked in the private sector for many years, becoming assistant district attorney for Fulton County in 2001. She got on stage last night with the indictment late, 11:30-some Eastern Standard Time, read out the full government names of all of the people charged in connection with trying to overturn the 2020 election in the state of Georgia. She got on there with a quick weave. I'm talking about she Black. Okay. Fannie got a quick weave. You see the blend? It was like lace. You see she had her scarf on. Listen, I'm trying to tell you, Donald Trump, the man who is probably one of the most bigoted, outwardly bigoted people that we have had access to, unfortunately, over this last span of however many years, is getting taken down by the person or one of the types of people that he despises, black women. Now, I'm not going to go super deep into the details of the indictment. It's all over. You can read the full pages, all of the pages on most of the news outlets. Just Google Georgia Trump indictment document or something of that nature and you'll be able to find it. But they saying it's juicy. They saying it's juicy. And now, in turn, Fannie T. Willis has been saying and is now continuing to say that she's been getting death threats, of course, because Trump has gone on a rampage and trying to sick the bigotry dogs on her. She has been receiving death threats. I don't know if she fears for her life, but if I were her, I would not to say something's gonna happen to her, because I'm sure they did beef up the security. But if you got people who are willing to storm the Capitol for you, they're probably looking for Fannie. So I'm gonna hope that she has the protection around her that she needs. If she has kids, I hope they're safe as well, because people out here are crazy. But again, if y'all want to read the full, all of the documents, feel free to Google them and take a look. But y'all, it's juicy. Okay. She is saying she's going to try to try all 19 people at the same time, and she wants to do it within 6 months, which probably isn't going to be possible. But even with that timeline, she's trying to do it before the next election, because you know, y'all's ex-president is trying to run. And even if he gets convicted, he's trying to win so then he can pardon himself. But the gag is, what people were saying, he does not and would not have the power to pardon himself in a state conviction. So if he gets convicted in Georgia, that boy gonna, it's slammer. Hey, it's slammer time. Okay, that's what they're saying. There's some other people saying that may not be possible because there's, like, not to say the governor, but somebody can overturn it. So we'll see. But it may be slammer time for y'all boy. Let me know what y'all thought. Did y'all know Fannie, and have y'all been up to date on her goings-ons? Because while I knew she was the person behind the takedown of Young Thug and them, I really wasn't paying attention to that. But now I am. Let me know. Hit me up with y'all thoughts on social media at Kenelia. Do y'all remember the movie The Blind Side? I know y'all remember the movie The Blind Side. Even though The Blind Side was one of those movies that we kind of hate watched one time back in the day and we moved on. Sandra Bullock won many awards for her portrayal of the young black boy's foster mother. The man who he portrayed, his name is Michael O'Hare. You know, it had a run on the circuit. I saw it one time and I hate watching it. I don't remember what took place. I just know the premise of the movie, where there was this downtrodden football player, young boy, who was in need of love and care. Sandra Bullock and her family took him in, adopted him, and loved on him, and he ended up going to the NFL. Well, Michael O'Hare had a book that came out, another book, and the news dropped, and he was talking about it in the book, and now they got the whole internet in disarray, because apparently Michael O'Hare's adopted parents didn't actually adopt him. They had him, unbeknownst to him, sign over a conservatorship document, and they have been profiting off of all of the money that they made from The Blind Side and other things in regards to him, his likeness, and his legacy, without him getting a cut or without him even knowing. Y'all, they done lied to the boy. Yeah, whew. So the family is the I don't know how to pronounce their last name. The Tuois? I don't know. The family of the adoptive family. So apparently they each got a, and by they, I mean everybody in the family, including the air quote adopted parents' birth or blood children, they all got a cut from that movie and a percentage. I'm not 100% clear if Michael received a cut of that, But whatever happened, he is now saying that all of the revenue, all of the money, everything that people receive, he has no part in it and that they lied. So imagine you going this whole time, and I don't know when he found out because it also doesn't say when he found this information out. But imagine you are neglected or cut off from love and affection. You in the foster care system, you having a hard time, and a nice family end up taking you in. They say they love you and support you and they're there for you and they will do anything to keep have your best interest at heart. You go to the NFL, they still out here profiting off your name. Sandra Bullock plays you in a movie. She won an awards. You out here a big stepper. Okay. You big stepper. And then one day you find out that they was lying. Like I just can't. So here's some of the details from the article. One of the articles that I read online. According to reports, Michael Ohar, and I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right, but y'all get what I'm trying to say. He's reportedly asking the court to end the Tuhoi's family's conservatorship, stop them from using his name and likeness, and provide a full account of their earnings from using his name, in addition to unspecified compensatory, I can't read today, and punitive damages, y'all. He's also reportedly seeking a fair share of profits. Also, allegedly, according to the article, like I stated, he is accusing them of taking him into their home as a high school student and tricked him into signing those conservatorship documents, which grants them legal authority to make business deals on his behalf. So again, he thought he was getting adopted. He thought whatever papers he was signing were in good faith. Because as a high school student, you can't read. You can read, but you can't translate legal documents. And now they got that boy locked in. So this is what I'm thinking. And I'm no lawyer. Okay. I just be watching Law and Order, SVU and them. I'm wondering if he, one, was under 18 when he signed the original documents. Or if some of the documents that he signed were after the fact. Because a part of me thinks, and I might be mistaken, that movie deal was signed when he was technically an adult. So he may not have any legal claim to that because he was an adult. But whatever he signed as a teenager, especially if he's saying he thought he was signing adoption papers, but they in fact had him signing paperwork to grant them legal authority and make business deals on his behalf. He can probably fight that because, again, he signed that when he was a minor. He did not have proper legal guidance. They were misleading him. So that could probably stand up. I'm assuming, again, I didn't go to law school. But whatever he signed as an adult, that boy probably gonna lose out. Now, if he got some good lawyers, he can probably prove some malice. They can go after that family. Which is also a difficult scenario because if you've grown to love this family and they are now what you thought your family, you've created a bond with them. You've created relationships. And then to all of a sudden you have to sue the person that you thought were your parents because they took advantage of you. That's a tough cookie to swallow. Now, also adding again, they were able to track down the man who I believe was his foster, air quotes, father. And he's saying he feels bad. He doesn't understand how this happened. He's not trying to take advantage of him. He'll do whatever he wants. He noticed that relationship started to get strained and he didn't know why. So, you know, whatever it takes, he's going to try to make it right. And I quote, he said, "We're devastated." So, we'll see what happens with this. He, you know, it sucks and it's unfortunate. But the sad thing is when I saw this headline, I wasn't really surprised. I'm more so surprised that they got this far along maintaining that lie. You know how locked in you got to be on a lie to get a whole Oscar nominated and award winning film made. take people, somebody money for like, what, 20 years? That's some hardcore lying. That's some evil shit. That ain't even gonna hold you. So we'll continue to watch this, because outside of outlining the facts and what has been reported in the news, there's not much to discuss in this matter. Just more so flagging this and pinning it for later, because I'm hoping this gonna be a legal fight and that boy come out with the bag. So we'll just keep following it, and how I'll update on Black news as I hear. But what do y'all think about this? Were y'all shocked? Do y'all even care? Keep it a buck. Hit me up on social media and let me know your thoughts. Remember a couple weeks ago when Keke Palmer baby daddy went crazy on Twitter? Y'all remember that, right? Remember Keke Palmer baby daddy said, "You a mom," and talked about how he from a generation, or he just wants some like traditional values or some crazy mess. Remember he went on and got and said all that and then got left by Keke Palmer? Remember he did all that and was just getting dragged? I don't even think him and Keke Palmer together. After all of that, that man did all of that and then got broken up with. Like, we talked about all of that a few weeks ago on Black News. Usher, we called Usher, you know, love me some Usher. I love me some Usher, okay? People saying Usher a menace because how he be doing people girlfriends and wives and dancing with them and serenading with them, and he funny or he wrong, just all kind of stuff. Well, Usher and Keke Palmer on social media dropped a trailer or a teaser for Usher's new song and video starring Keke Palmer titled Boyfriend. Y'all, it come out on the 16th. When I tell you, Usher and Keke Palmer are both masters at this. They are masters. Do you know how, and it could be them, their team, whoever they have been smart enough to hire, whether they didn't hire nobody, it's themselves doing this, or if it's somebody behind the scenes, whatever the case may be, genius move. Because you know what? We don't even know what the song is, what it sound like. We waiting for it to drop. I want to see it. I want to see the video. I want to hear it. I want to keep the conversation going after the fact, because then I want to think about what Keke baby daddy actually doing. Is he salty? Is he really mad? Did he try to call Usher? Did Usher have to call him and calm him down? Do Keke care? Is it all a ruse? Are they still together behind the scenes, but they doing this for promo? Did Usher know he had the song in the cut, in the can? Because y'all know Usher have a lot of songs that's just sitting in the drafts. Usher has full on probably albums full of music that he's not releasing, and it be bangers. So was it just waiting in the can? And when it happened, he was like, oh shoot, we could put out Boyfriend. Or did he go into the studio and was like, you know, we need to make a song about what just happened because this is hilarious and we need to capitalize off of this? Did Keke hit him up and say, I want to do something with you? And he said, you know what? I got this song called Boyfriend. How did it work? How did it happen? What's it going to be? And what time it come out? Because we all going to be tuned in. Masterful work. Chef's kiss. Because again, we don't even care what the songs sound like. We just want to see what Keke Palmer and Usher going to do in a video and song titled Boyfriend after Keke Palmer just kicked hers to the curb for getting on Twitter and talking crazy. Are y'all excited about this, or as excited about this as I am? And it ain't need nothing much to really dive into. I just gonna give y'all the heads up that it's coming. Okay. Let me know. Are you happy about this? What do you think? Do you think it's all a ploy? Did y'all think this was strategic? Did they do this on purpose? Happy to hear your thoughts. I want to know. Hit me up. I'm at Cornelia. Y'all know where to find me. I'm on social media. And lastly, I want to make sure we take some time to say rest in peace and bid farewell to two people. Rapper Magoo, who was most notably known as one of the collaborators with Timbaland, Missy Elliott, Aaliyah, Genuine, and that entire crew back in the late 1990s, early 2000s. And also the man known as the Black Godfather within Hollywood, Clarence Avant. Or Avant, excuse me. First, with Magoo, he died at 50 years old. which is so young. Like, that's really young. We don't know what happened or the exact date of his death. We just know that it was announced. I'm sure details will be released. And especially if, you know, people really want to know, because when somebody dies young, you're curious, right? But, you know, all around, it seemed like a nice dude. Now, while I haven't met Magoo personally, I have seen him out and about in the club before. When I was in New York and I was going through my going to the club days, I've seen Magoo at the club maybe like 2 times. And this was between the years of, I would say, 2007 and 2010. Y'all, why Magoo still had, like, was wearing them Up Jumps the Boogie outfits? And I said, when I tell you, we used to be cracking up laughing because he looked exactly the same. And not to say that in a shady way. It was just funny because you could easily spot him. Because if you're not wearing nothing different, you're wearing exactly what we know you for. We can point you out in the crowd and be like, yo, was that Magoo? Yes, it was Magoo. He always seemed to be having a good time. Never heard anything bad about him. You know, just seemed to be an all around, just a good dude in music. So condolences to his family, his friends. Again, I'm sure that is a devastating loss because 50 years old is very young. And then in regards to Clarence Avant, he has been, there's a Netflix documentary about him, which is really good. It talks about all the people that he's worked with, the things that he's done, some of the deals that he's made, the influence that he had behind a lot of people's careers, which spans, I would say, he died at the age of around like 92. He's been at this since his 20s. So that's almost 70 years worth of influence and worth of work within Black Hollywood, whether it's music, movies, film, TV, and so on. So condolences to his family and just his passing. And I'm assuming too, it's also it's probably hard on them because y'all may not have realized this. Maybe a couple of years ago, there was someone broke into his home and the robbers ended up killing his wife, which was devastating for their family. He really loved and adored his wife. And so I'm sure that was a tragic loss, because somebody breaking your house, that's one thing, but to break in and shoot someone, awful. So his wife passed away a few years ago, and then now, unfortunately, he died. But he lived a full life. He was 92 years old, made such an impact on Hollywood and on Black entertainers. So I'm sure his farewell and his send-off will be grand, just as Magoo's will probably be. And we just offer rest in peace and prayers to everybody who may be impacted or just feeling bad about these two particular losses. Do you guys have any stories to share about either one of them, or are they particularly impactful for you? When it comes to Magoo, when I hear them Magoo and Timbaland songs, let me tell you, them was my jam. Up Jump the Boogie was my jam. Okay. It just was. So in regards to that one, you know, that every time we hear that song, we have memories to share. And, you know, unfortunately, we'll be brought back to the fact that he's no longer with us. But overall, rest in peace to both of those, Black men. And hit me up on social and let me know if, you know, you have any particular moments or things to share about either one of them. I'm at Kenelia across the board. On this week's episode of Black News, we discuss the Black woman that is indicting y'all's ex-president. She goes by the name of Fannie T. Willis, Fulton County prosecutor in Georgia. Next, we discussed the young man, or now grown man, who was the subject in the movie The Blind Side, Michael Ohar, who is accusing his family of defrauding him out of millions of dollars because they told him that he was actually their foster child, and that wasn't the case. They signed him into a sneaky conservatorship agreement. Then quickly highlighted Usher and Keke Palmer's new video that's coming out this week titled Boyfriend. And we bidded farewell to Mr. Clarence Avant and Magoo, the rapper. Let me know what you guys thought about any or all of these topics, some or none. And I'll check back with you guys next time. That's it for this week's episode of Black News, y'all. Thanks again. Thank you. And thank you again so much for sticking with us, supporting the podcast, liking and subscribing on all apps where podcasts can be heard, rating 5 stars and leaving a comment. It helps more than you know. So I really, really appreciate it. And keep sharing Black News with all of your friends and family. Be sure to hit me up on social media if you got ideas for topics. Or just hit me up in general to let me know you've been listening. Let me know your thoughts. I'm at Kenelia on all platforms across the board. That's at Kenelia, like Kenny and Ophelia. Also check my website. I got some shows coming up in Los Angeles County. Hopefully get on the road soon. But for now, if you're in the LA area, hit me up. Check Kenelia.com for show dates and details. And as always, thanks again so much, guys. I hope you have a fantastic week. Keep supporting, keep growing, keep building, keep staying safe, and keep staying healthy. As always, again, I'll see you back here next time, same time, same place. Bye.